following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. Woo, woo,
woo, woo. Oh, we forgot our
Wilson Wednesdays. Oh, I almost lost the Bible passage. So this last weekend and this coming up weekend, Jesus calms the storm.
Yes.
You remember that?
I do.
He calms the storm. The disciples are freaking out because it looks like they're all going to die, as we all would have been freaking out. And Jesus says, "Why are you freaking out?" No, he doesn't. He doesn't say that. He said, "Little faith. You have little faith." And then Jesus calms the storm. And I think it's a perfect message for today and tomorrow and the next day and in the coming days. Because there's always going to be storms, as Pastor Bill said. There's always going to be storms in our lives and things that are going crazy. And the question is, where do you go in those moments when there are storms in your lives? Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you go? Tell me where you go.
I go to the rock who's higher than I.
You want to sing it right now? There's a little song coming. Ready?
Leave me to the rock. I'm not going to sing it.
Okay. But what's interesting in that moment is that Jesus, with just his words and his authority, calms the storm. And you can, and Bill had us go kind of back to that moment and think about being on that boat and the craziness of the wind and the waves and the fear of sinking. And if you're on that boat, and I think Bill said something about the waves hitting you in the face. Those are all things that like we could equate to life, of just the craziness of things that are going on today, maybe some fears that we have. And yet it's the same power and authority that Jesus has to calm those waves that he has to give you peace in the midst of all the storm. And you might think, well, that was on a boat and Jesus was there. And it's like, well, we're in life and Jesus is here. And Jesus just says, just be quiet. That's what he says to the storm. Be quiet. Or shalom. Let there be peace. Restore. And the same power and authority that Jesus has in the midst of that storm is the same power and authority that we can turn to and look to and call out to in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say, you know, when it was his voice that calmed the sea, it was the words that he spoke that calmed the sea. The words that we have, his words that we have is his word, like physical Bible word is that. And that is what calms the storm. I know going through storms in our lives, it was running to God's word and reading his words and just that encouragement that he's with me. The verse that came to my mind is Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. Mm-hmm. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. So just that reminder that I am with you. You're not going to drown. The waves will not overtake you. Be not afraid.
Yeah. And I would just say this too. And we're going to talk about it this weekend with the demoniac, that Jesus, and Bill said it this last weekend too, Jesus uses these storms to strengthen us in our faith. And really, these storms are tests of how deeply we trust in him. And I think this weekend we're going to see that. We're going to see how Jesus uses these storms, not only just personally inside of us to strengthen our faith, but other people are watching how we navigate a storm. And they watch and see, how are these people? Are they really, truly, do they really believe what they say they believe? And then he will use that, our walking through those trials and difficulties to glorify himself, that other people would see who we are in him, and they will glorify the Lord as well. So keep walking through that storm. And as Bill said, the storms will come. They do come. It's an unstoppable force. But it's how we respond to those storms that matter, and we trust in him. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Bye, you guys. Have a great rest of your week.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life.